אנחנו קוראים בספר
זוהר. We're reading in the book Zohar Lam, volume 5, and the chapter Truma, donation, starting with item 408. You can ask questions online. Rav, all right, so we know that the Book of Zohar is intended to correct the soul. We don't study it, but we use it more as a miraculous quality. And that's why, in order to be fit for the light of the Book of Zohar, we need to try to be united on the attempt to unite that we present before this light that reforms. We hope that we receive this light. And then we'll be worthy of connecting to the internality of the book. Item 408, gold and silver and bronze. The cherubim are gold, because it comes from the side of gold. Neither silver nor any other color mingled with them. This is the greenish gold, the gold at the Rosh of the Malchut. In the tabernacle, the colors gold and silver mingle together, for gold and silver are right and left. They are integrated in one another to make the upper in one. Bronze as well mingles with them, meaning tiferet, to be with them and to walk among them on all the sides, all three lines, so that wholeness will be as one, as it's written, gold, silver, and copper. 409. Gold returned to silver and silver to gold. In the right line, silver was included in the left, gold, and also gold in silver. And all are included together in one place. They returned in three colors. When joy is required and not din, it is gold, left. And rachamim are required, chesed, it is silver, right. When the power of din is needed to subdue the left so it will join the right, it is bronze. Tiferet, the middle line. 410. It's about that that Moses looked in the work of the bronze serpent, as it's written, and Moses made a bronze serpent. And he knew the place of the fusion of the gold, meaning the submission of the left line before the right through the dinim of bronze, meaning the middle line, since the word nachash, serpent, comes from the word nechoshet, bronze or copper. Also he knew its place, since the Creator told him, make for yourself a fiery serpent. But he came and made a bronze serpent. 411. However, he knew the place, which is the essence of the matter, since in the beginning it's written, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. It is written fiery serpent because the root was the primordial serpent. And because Moses knew the essence, the root, and the foundation from that place, he made a serpent and relied on it. Because Israel sinned with a tongue like the serpent, as it's written, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. For this reason, the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. 412. Moses followed not only the root, which is the serpent, and made a bronze serpent in that way that he needed, since his place is bronze. Also, the Creator did not tell him from what he should do, and Moses looked and made it out of bronze, as it is needed for his place. As it is written, and Moses made a bronze serpent and set it upon the pole, on the inscription above, the dinim of the middle line, which is their place. 413. This serpent follows a virtuous woman everywhere, meaning the Malchut, and the harlot, the Klipa, wishes to set herself up as a virtuous woman but cannot. The inscription and the token of a virtuous woman is the letter He, and so it is becoming of her. The inscription and the letter of a harlot should be the letter He, but she was not set up to be so, and her letter is Kuf, It's so because her letter was set up in the correction of the letter He, like the monkey with people, who follows people in order to resemble them but is unfit to do so. Similarly, Moses made that serpent on the inscription that befitted it, and it is always established for the worse. The sin of Adam is upon it, and it was expelled from the Garden of Eden, which was its abode, such as the abode above. 4:14, let there be light. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. This light was concealed, and it was set up for the righteous for the next world, as it is written, light is sown for the righteous, indicating both the righteous above and the righteous below. That light never operated in the world except on the first day, and was then hidden and never used. 4:15, if it were completely hidden, the world would not exist even for a minute. Rather, it was concealed and sown as a seed that is sown and produces offspring, seeds, and fruits, and the world exists from it. There is not a day that does not come out of it in the world and sustains everything, because with it, the Creator nourishes the world. Where there is engagement in Torah at night, a thread of that hidden light comes out and extends over those who are engaging in Torah. As it is written, by day the Lord will command His mercy, and in the night His song shall be with me. 4:16. On the day when the tabernacle below was established, it's written Moses could not come to the tent of meeting, since the cloud was on him. A single thread would come out from the side of the first light in the joy of all and would enter the tabernacle below. From that day forth, it was not revealed any longer, but it is operating in the world, renewing the work of creation each day. Four:17. The work of the tabernacle is as the work of heaven and earth. Such a small measure of the upper secrets was revealed that it was impossible to taste in it and make it acceptable. 4:18. We shall raise these matters to Rabbi Shimon, who fixes sweet dishes just as the ancient Atik, Atika Kadisha, the most hidden of all that are hidden, fixes them. He fixes dishes in which there is no place for another to come and add salt to them, or that a person may eat and drink and complement his belly with all the delicacies in the world and leave some. In other words, upon hearing them, he understands sufficiently, and hence leaves of them and does not draw all that is in them, for each time he repents, he finds innovations in them that he did not sense before. The words, so he set it before them, and they ate and left some, according to the word of the Lord, come true in them.
4:19,
and the Lord gave Solomon wisdom. It's written, and the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a covenant. And the Lord indicates agreement above, Zerampin, and below, the Malchut, together. It's so because, and the Lord indicates that it is Zerampin, his courthouse, Malchut, gave Solomon wisdom, as one who gives a present and a gift to his beloved one. As he promised him, is the complete wisdom in richness, peace, and governance. 4:20, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon because they understood each other in the concealed words that they were saying, while other people did not know how to observe them and know anything about them. For them, Hiram thanked and agreed with Solomon in all his words once more. 4:21, King Solomon looked and saw that even in that generation, which was more complete than all the other generations, it was not the wish of the high king that wisdom would be so disclosed through him, and that the Torah was initially hidden, that would be revealed. And he came and opened doors for it. But although he opened, they are closed, except for those sages who are rewarded and who stutter in them and do not know how to open their mouths in them. This generation, which Rabbi Shimon is present, is the wish of the Creator for Rabbi Shimon for hidden matters to be revealed through him. 4:22. But I am perplexed about the sages of the generation, how they let even one moment be without standing before Rabbi Shimon and studying Torah while Rabbi Shimon is in the world. But this generation, the wisdom will not be forgotten from the world. Woe unto the world when he departs. The sages grow fewer and the wisdom is forgotten from the world. 424. Azure. Rav, if anybody wants to ask, please. I'm just reminding you about the intention that we must be adhered to at all times. Anyone that thinks to bestow through the friends, to connect through them to the Creator, to get the light that reforms to succeed, this is the time and the place. This is the action. Sure. 424. And when the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the door of the tent, all the people rose up and worshipped, every man at his tent door. This is appropriate for Moses, who was the most faithful prophet of all the prophets in the world. That generation, which received the Torah on Mount Sinai, saw several miracles and several mighty deeds in Egypt and by the sea. This is why it's appropriate for them to see the pillar of cloud. But in this generation, it's the sublime merit of Rabbi Shimon that did it, that miracles appeared by him. 425. Azure is from that fish in the Sea of Ginosar, Yam Kineret, in the part of Zebulun. Zebulun, this color was needed for the work of the tabernacle to show that color. 426, and God said, let there be a firmament inside the waters and let it separate between water and water. This firmament was created on the second day, the left line, since the work of the firmament is from the left side. On the second day, which is the left side, hell was created in it, Gehenom, coming out of the fusion of the fire of the left. And in it, the sea was a dyed azure, which is a throne of judgment, meaning malchut, when she is din. 427. This day, which is the left, took water, which is from the right side, since water is chasadim. And these waters, which are from the right side, appeared only on the second day, which is left. On the day of the right, the first day, no water appears, but rather interchanges, having light appeared from the side of fire, which belongs to the left, because one was incorporated in the other, and they were perfumed in one another. The light of the first day was initially the six lights of the 6 days of creation. This light was on the side of fire, as it is written, and the light of Israel will become a fire. In and of itself, that light is right, and is included in the fire which is left. 428. The first of those 6 days is water, chasadim. It did not perform the doing of the water, but the doing of the light, from the side of fire, the second day. This is to show that the Creator created the world only with peace, through inclusion of the right and left lines in one another, through the middle line, which makes peace between them. Thus, everything was by the way of peace. For this reason, all that he did on the first day, he did on the part of his friend the second day. The second day, on the part of the first day, made a craftsman and used it, since each used the work of his friend to show that they were included in one another. The third day, the middle line, was on the part of two of them, including the two lines. It is purple in it, whose color is a mixture of red and white, right and left. This is why it is written twice, and it was good. On the third day, corresponding to the two lines included in it. The 3 days of creation were the three lines. They extend from the 3 points, Holam, Shuruk, and Chirik. The Holam is the first day of the work of creation, made by Malchut's ascent to Bina, who lowered her Bina and Tum to the degree below her, leaving only the light of Keter Chochmah in her. The ascent of the Masach of Malchut to Bina begot fire in it, Dinim. That's the light that uses the point of Cholam, which is the first day, uses on the part of fire which belongs to the left line, to Dinim, and not to the right line, Chesed. The light itself is right and is included in Malchut, that is risen, which is Dinim and fire. It follows that on the first day he used the work of the second day, the fire. Also, the second day used the work of the first day, the water, Chasadim. Since what was said was after those 3 days were included in one another, and hence each used the work of his friend.
429.
Azure is Malchut, on the part of Din, the second day. It is dyed with two colors, red and black. Azure takes its red from the actual second day, where the red is as the color of fire, and this is Elohim, Binah, Gvorah, Dizerampin, in Gadlut, of the point of Shuruk. When the letters Ele, that fell, reunite with me, combining to form the name Elohim. Then the color gold inherits, and everything is one color because the color gold is similar to fire, except that the fire is in Katnut, and the gold is Gadlut. Azure comes out of the red color. When it descends, the color red is distanced and enters the place of the sea, Malchut, where the color azure is colored, meaning mingles with the color black and makes the color azure, Tchelet. The red enters the sea and its color fades and returns to the color azure. This is Elohim in Malchut, whose din is not as strong as the first, such as the name Elohim in the left of Zerampin. Gadlut of the left is uniting of me and Ele into the name Elohim. This was done first in the left line of Zerampin, and then the dinim governed the point of Shuruk, the harsh dinim. However, below Malchut, when Mi Ele connect in the left line, the din is not as harsh as in the Elohim of the left line of Zerampin, because Malchut illuminates only from below upwards, and then the din is not harsh. But before the left line of Zerampin is included in the right, it was shining from above downward, and hence the din was harsh. 430. The color black emerges out of the fusion of the red when it is melted and weakens below in the melting of the filth of the serpent, and descends below. First, the color red exits the filth, the harsh filth, the dinim from the Malchut that is mitigated in Binah, whose dinim were doubled by her connecting to the harsh filth of the serpent, the dinim from the unmitigated Malchut of Midat Hadin. Out of that harsh filth, it returned to the color black, which is the unmitigated Midat Hadin. It follows that everything extends from the first red in the left line, for it was flawed in its dinim being doubled by the filth of the serpent, from which the color black emerges. All this was created on the second day, and the filth is called other gods. 431. Black is very dark, the most dark. Its color is not seen out of the darkness. Where was this color black and darkness dyed? When this red melted into the azure, and the colors red and azure mingled, the fusion of filth from Midat Hadin melted into the depth, Malchut and Malchut, and mire and sludge were made from there. As it is written, and its waters toss up mire and sludge. Out of the sludge of the deep came forth this darkness, which is black. But it is not that it is black, but rather it's very dark, as it's written in darkness over the face of the deep. It's called darkness because its color is darkness and darkens the faces of people, for it is the filth of the serpent who caused people death. This is the azure that is red and black, and this is why it is not written, it was good on the second day.
Barur.
clear? Intention clear? Text doesn't have to be clear. It doesn't matter. What?
Rav, how do we ask more properly? It's like I ask for myself, but I include all the friends.
What do you mean, all the friends? What are you asking for yourself? What?
For example, I ask for correction.
You're asking for correction?
That's the question.
You're not corrupted.
So I ask for the friends?
Oh, so the friends aren't corrupted. The connection is corrupted. That's what you ask for correction for. Not you personally and not any friend. Just the connection between everybody. Let's keep going.
And behold, it was very good. And behold, it was very good. 432. And behold, it was very good, is the angel of death. Why do you say here that because of him it does not say it was good on the second day? Indeed, here is a secret of secrets. Of course, the angel of death is very good, since all the people in the world know that they will die and return to dust, and therefore many repent and return to their master because of this fear. They fear sinning before him. Many fear the king because a rope is hanging before them. Indeed, how good is the rope for people? For it makes them good and genuine, and they correct their ways properly. And behold, it was very good. Indeed, very. And it was good is the angel of life. Very is the angel of death, who is more important. When the Creator created the world, everything was corrected until Adam came, who was the king of this world. When Adam came, he made him corrected in the path of truth. And it's written, God made men upright, but they have made many calculations. He made him upright, and then he sinned and was expelled from the Garden of Eden. 434. The Garden of Eden is planted in the earth, in those plantations that the Creator planted, as it is written, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward. He planted it in the complete name of Yah Elohim, just as the upper Garden of Eden above. And all the upper forms are embroidered and pictured in this Garden of Eden below. There are the cherubim there. They are not engraved in the carving of people, of gold, or other things. Rather, they are all lights above, engraved and carved in an embroidered image, a master craftsman's work of the Creator's complete name. They are all engraved there, and all the forms and images of this world, people's spirits pictured, decorated, and engraved there as though they were in this world. This place is an abode for the Holy Spirits between those that have already come to this world, those that have not yet come to this world, and those that are destined to come into this world. They are all spirits that clothe in garments, bodies, and faces such as this world, and there they observe the brightness of the honor of their Maker until they come into this world. 436. When they come out of there to come into this world, the spirits undress the body and clothing of the Garden of Eden, and clothe the body in clothing of this world, making their abode in this world, in this clothing and body, which is from a stinking smut. 437. And when it is his time to go, to leave this world and go, he does not leave before the angel of death undresses this clothing and this body. Once the body has been stripped of the spirit through the angel of death, The spirit goes and dresses in the other body, in the Garden of Eden, from which it undressed upon its coming to this world. There is joy for the body only in that body which is there, and he is happy that he stripped off the body of this world and wore the other, complete clothing from the Garden of Eden, which is similar to this world. He sits in it and walks and observes to know high secrets, which he could not know or observe while he was in the world in this body. 438. When the soul dresses in clothing of that world, what refinements and what delights has he there? Who caused the spirit to clothe the body in the Garden of Eden? Who is it who undressed him of these clothes of this clothes of this world? It is none other than the angel of death. Thus the angel of death is very good, and the Creator performs chesed, grace, with people when he does not strip the man of the clothes of this world, before he arranges other garments for him, more honorable and better than the ones in the Garden of Eden. 439. The exception are the wicked of the world. They do not return in complete repentance to their master. They came naked into this world, and they shall return there naked. The soul walks with shame from the other souls because she has no clothing at all. She is sentenced in hell in this earth from the fire that is above. And some of them appear in hell and rise at once. Those are the wicked in the world, who contemplated in repentance in their hearts and died and could not repent. Those are sentenced there in hell and appear and then rise. 440. See how merciful the Creator is over His creations. Even the most wicked, who contemplates repentance but cannot repent and die, certainly receives punishment for having departed the world without repentance. But afterwards, that desire to repent, which he placed in his heart, does not go unnoticed by the Upper King. And the Creator fixes a place for the wicked in an abode in the netherworld, where he appears in repentance. It is so because a desire comes down from him before the Creator and breaks all the powers of the guards over the gates of the chambers of hell and reaches the place of that wicked, knocks in him and evokes in him the desire to repent, as he had during his life. Then that soul appears so as to rise out of the abode in the netherworld. 441. There is no good will that is lost from the Holy King. Because of that, happy is he who contemplates good thoughts for his master. Even though he cannot do them, the Creator regards his will as though he did, and this is for the best. However, the Creator does not consider an ill will as an act, except for contemplation of idol worship. 442. Those who did not contemplate repentance go down to the netherworld and do not rise from there for generations. About them it is written, as the cloud is consumed and vanishes, so that he goes down to the netherworld shall come up no more. It's written about the previous ones, the Lord kills and makes alive, he brings down to them the world and brings up.
Hell's judgment. The judgment of the punishments of hell to sentence the wicked there. Why are they sentenced in the judgment of hell? Hell is the fire that burns days and nights like the wicked. 444. Once there was no evil inclination in the world, for it was placed inside an iron ring in a hole of the great deep. The whole of that time, the fire of hell was out, and the wicked started begging, and the burning of the fire of hell was burning, and it would only burn in the warmth of the wicked. And the fire burns days and nights and does not sit still. 445. There are seven doors in hell, and there are seven sections there. Seven types of evil. And against them there are degrees in hell. Each one has his own. According to the degree the wicked sinned, that is the section of hell he receives. 446. In every section, there is an angel appointed on that place under the name of Duma. And they judge the wicked. Each one is given the section in hell. 447. Hell's fire below comes from hell's fire above, from the river of Dinul. It comes to hell below and burns it in that awakening of the heart of the wicked, who warn themselves in the evil inclination, and all those sections burn there. 448. There is a place in hell where the degrees are called seething feces. And this is the place of the filth of the souls that are made filthy by the filth of this world. They are whitened and rise, and the filth remains there. These evil degrees are called seething feces, are appointed over that filth, and the fire of hell governs the remaining filth. 449. There are wicked who are always made filthy by their iniquities and are not withered off them. They die without repentance. They sin and make others sin. They are always obstinate and do not break before their master in this world, and they are sentenced in filth and in seeing the feces and never come out there. Those who corrupt their ways on earth and have no mercy over their master's honor in the world, they are sentenced there for all generations and do not come out of there. 450. On Sabbath, on the beginning of the month, on special days, and on festivals, the fire in that place quiets down, and they are not sentenced. However, they do not come out of there, as do the rest of the wicked, when they have rest. All those who desecrate Shabbat and occasions and who have no mercy whatsoever over their master's honor to keep them, but rather desecrate openly in the public. 451. In hell, Sabbath and occasions are kept by force against their will. These are the idol worshippers who were not commanded and do not keep the Shabbat in this world. They keep it there by force. But the wicked who desecrate Shabbat have no rest there. 452. On every beginning of the Sabbath, when the day begins, heralds walk through all those sections of hell. Be gone, you judgments of the wicked, for the Holy King has come, the day has begun, and he protects everything. Promptly, the judgments disappear, and there is rest for the wicked. But the fire of hell never leaves those who do not keep the Sabbath, and all the wicked in hell ask about them. Why are they different from all the wicked who are here, and they have no rest? The litigators replied to them, these are the wicked who denied the Creator and transgressed the whole of the Torah because they did not keep Shabbat there in this world. And one who does not keep the Shabbat is as one who transgresses the whole Torah. 453. All those wicked come out of their places and are given permission to go see them. And an angel named Santriel goes and takes out their bodies, bringing it to hell before the eyes of the wicked, to see that he is swarming in worms and the souls have no rest in hell's fire. 454. all those wicked who are there circle that body and declare about it, this is the wicked, so-and-so who did not spare his master's honor, denied the Creator, and denied the whole of the Torah. Woe unto him. It would be better for him if he were not created and would not come to this sentence and to this disgrace. It is written, they go forth and look on the corpse of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die and their fire will not be quenched. And they will be an honorable is flesh. 455. The Shabbat corresponds to the whole Torah. The Torah is fire. Because they violated the fire of the Torah, the fire of hell burns them and never quiets down from atop them. 456. Afterwards, when the Shabbat ends, Angel Santriel comes out and returns that body to its grave. And both are sentenced, each in its own. All this is while the body is existing, since because the body is already decayed, the body does not have all those judgments. 457. The body and the spirit of all the wicked in the world are sentenced while the body is whole, with all its organs in the grave, each with its fitting judgment. When the body is consumed, the judgment of the spirit quiets down. Those who need to come out of hell come out. Those who need to have rest have rest. And those who need to be fire and dust under the feet of the righteous become that. 458. For this reason, how happy are they, whether righteous or wicked, whose bodies are attached to the earth, so it will decay in the dust shortly, and will not prolong its existence, so the body, the soul, and the spirit are sentenced for a long time. Always it is so, because there is not one righteous in the world who does not have the judgment of the grave, since the angel is appointed over the grave, stand over the bodies, and sentence it all day. 459. While the body is consumed and decays in the dust, the judgment is quieted from all them, from the spirit and soul as well. The exception are those pious pillars of the world who do not have judgments of the grave and are permitted to be buried in a coffin. 460. All the dead in the world die by the sabotaging angel, except for those who die in the Holy Land, who do not die by him, but by an angel of mercy who governs the land. 461. What is the praise for Moses, for Aaron, and for Miriam, of whom it is written that they died by the Creator? Indeed, the praise of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam was more than all people in the world, because they died outside the Holy Land. All but Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, who died by the Creator, died by the sabotager. But those who die in the Holy Land do not die by the sabotager, because the Holy Land does not stand under another authority, but only under the Creator's domain. 463. This is why it is written, your dead shall live, my corpse shall rise. Awaken and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Your dead shall live. and all those who die in the Holy Land, who are the dead of the Creator, and not by another. For the Sitra Acha does not govern there at all. This is why it is written, your dead, the Creator's, my corpses shall rise. 464. This is why they are called corpses, for it is written about them, my corpses shall rise. For as a corpse defiles when carried, those who die outside the Holy Land defile when the corpse, when carried. This is why they are corpses. Each slaughter that has been disqualified is called a corpse, because slaughtering is from the Sitra Acha, for as soon as it is disqualified. 465. For this reason, wherever the Sitra Acha is present, the place is called a corpse, since this villain is present only in a faulty place. This is why slaughter that has been disqualified is his, and is called by his name. This is why the dead who are outside the Holy Land, under another domain, the Sitra Acha is on them, are called a corpse. 466. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Dwellers means sleeping dwellers, not dead. Who are they? It is those who sleep in Hebron, who are not dead but are asleep. This is why dying is written in regard to them, as one who is dying but has the strength to shake up. These four sleeping couples of Hebron are also sleeping and not dead. All maintain their existence in their bodies, knowing more hidden secrets than the rest of the people. Their bodies are hidden in the door of the Garden of Eden. Since the cave of Machpelah is the door in the Garden of Eden.
Okay. What?
During the reading of the Zohar, what place does fear have, or awe?
You know, leave these questions kind of out. During the Zohar reading, you can ask a million questions. You know exactly what you have to do, what intention there is. That's it. If we're going to start counting all the different qualities and how it's connected to the Zohar, we only have an hour here.
There's a place in the world where no one dies. There was a place in the world where that saboteur does not govern and where he is forbidden to enter. All who live there do not die until they exit the city. There's not a single person among all who live there who will not die. And they all die, as do the rest of the people, but not born, but not in the city. 468. What is the reason that the sabotaging angel does not govern there? Is it because it is not under his domain? But in the Holy Land, which does not stand under another authority, they die. So, what is the reason that they do not die in that place? Is it because of the sanctity of the place? But no place in the entire world is the holiness like the land of Israel. It is because of the merit of that man who built the city. 469. Of course, the angel of death does not govern it. And the Creator does not wish for a person to ever die in that place. And it is not that previously, before it was built, people were dying in that place. 470. When the Creator created the world, He created it with letters. The letters incarnated, and He created the world with engravings of the Holy Name. And the letters incarnated encircled the world with engravings. When the world expanded, became revealed, and was created, the letters were causing to create. The Creator said that the world would end in Yud. The letter Tet remained in that place hanging in the air. Tet is the letter that illuminates life. Thus, one who has seen Tet in his dream, it is a good sign for him. Life is established for him. And because Tet is hanging in that place, death does not govern her. Everything is emanated and created in three lines, and Malchut, who receives them. There are the four letters Havaya, with the three lines Yud Hey Vav, and Malchut, the bottom Hey, first. The right line comes out from the point of Cholam, where the letters Ele fall outside the degree, for which the reason is lacking Gal. Then the left line extends from the point of Shuruk, when Ele return to the degree, and the Gal of the lights return with them. However, they are Achoraim, and Chochmah without Chasadim. Therefore, the dinim extend from her. The point of the chirik, by which the left unites with the right, and the chokhmah in the left dresses in the chasadim on the right, and the degree is completed in gal in the form of panim. This is the diminution that the middle line diminishes, the left line in two actions. First, diminishing it on the part of the Masach de Manula, Malchut de Midat Adin, which is not mitigated in Binan, and then diminishes it in Miftecha, Malchut that is connected in Binan. The Creator created the world in engravings of the Holy Name in three lines, Yud, Hey, Vav. And the Malchut that receives them is the bottom Hey. First, the letters incarnated encircle the world in engravings indicate the Katnut, the right line, which extends from the point of the Cholam, in which there is only Nefesh Ruach and Vak. Initially, then when the world appeared, expanded, and was created, which is the left line, where the gal and the expansion appear, to shine from above down to this world. For that reason, the letters were circling to create, but they couldn't for lack of chasadim. Then the Creator, who is the middle line, said that the world should end in Yud. That is, after they began to expand in advance in the order of Tafshin Resh Kuf, he said that the letters were to extend only from Tav to Yud, which are the Kelim, the Zer Anpin, and the Malchut in the lights, Ruach Nefesh, which in Vak without Gal, for he diminished the left line with the Masach de Chirik in the Manula. This is the first action, and the Vak became different in the world. For this reason, the world ended in Yud, and all nine letters of Binah vanished from the world. In the world too, in Malchut, there are those Kelim, Binah, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And at that place in which no one dies, this is Bina in the world, because the diminution of the middle line was only in Manula. Manula that is not connected in Bina, the diminution, flawed, only Malchut and Zer Anpin, to the extent that it is connected with Malchut, but Bina does not blemish whatsoever. It follows that the letter Tet, the Yesod of Bina, could remain in that place and receive the light of Bina from her, which is Gal. The letter Tet remained in that place, hanging in the air, since the diminution from Manula does not touch that place at all. However, the place cannot receive more than that letter Tet, Yesod of Bina, since, in regard to Manula, this is the world, is the only Malchut. Hence, 471. When the Creator, the middle line, wished to sustain the world, to extend Gal in the world, which is called existence, he threw a stone into the water. That is, he threw Malchut, which is a stone, into Bina, which is water, connecting Malchut to Bina, which is the second diminution in the middle line of line from Miftecha. In this manner, he engraved 72 letters, extending the Vak from Bina to Malchut, on which the name Ab should appear in Gedlut. The stone that is mitigated in Bina began to go from Bina, but found no place to exist other than the land of Israel, and water, Vak de Bina, was following the stone until the stone reached under the altar and sunk there. That is the dinim of the Masach of Malchut, which is the stone, which is a stone. 472. Hence, there is a life in that place. Why was the temple not built there to give life to those who dwell in it? Rather, it exists here, in this place, by the merit of a single letter that is on it, Tet. But the temple, all the letters are in it, and only in them was the temple created, like the rest of the world. In other words, as the whole world was created in all the letters, which each letter has a special place. 473. Moreover, the Holy Land gives those who dwell in it life and atonement in that world. And that place is not so, giving life to that place only in this world, and not in the next world. The temple is the opposite of that, because Israel have a part in that world, and not in this world. The temple stands to atone for iniquities and reward Israel with the next world. It is so because while that place is considered Bina, it is Bina of this world, Bina de Malchut, and life is poured only upon Malchut, which in this world, but the temple is considered Malchut, that is mitigated in Bina. Those who rose to the place of Bina, which is called the next world. It follows 474.
The letter Tet is the illumination of life in every place. It is Yesod de Bina. This is why the text begins with Ki Tov, it was good, with Tet in Hebrew as it's written, and God saw the light that it was good. The sabotaging angel flees from that letter, and the Zohar reiterates and says, do not say flees, but that it was not given permission to enter there. 475. This letter differs from the letter Kuf. Kuf does not settle anywhere in the world, as it is written, a slanderer shall not be established in the earth. The letter Tet settles everywhere, becoming fixed to settle properly, to impart Gar as in the temple. And this is why wherever there is a letter Tet, there's no place for the letter Kuf to settle. Therefore, the Sitra Achra, the angel of death, does not govern at all in that place, and the Tet gives life of this world to those who sit under the letter and do not go outside. If they go outside, there is permission for the Sitra Achra to rule over them. As this letter governs in this place, giving life there, another letter governs in the place of hell, and this is the letter Kuf. The four letters Kuf, Resh, Shin, Taf are the four Sfirot of Malchut. They are Kachab and Tiferet, where Tiferet include Chagat Nei. However, when the letter Kuf is alone without the letters Resh, Shin, Taf, it indicates that she is spreading in Bia, and her Malchut, Malchut, Manula, is illuminating in the Klipot. As it is written, and her legs go down to death, since from her the angel of death receives the strength to kill every living thing. This is the shape of the letter Kuf. Because when Malchut is corrected, she is in the form of the letter He. Now that she is not corrected, the tsiyum of the left leg, the He, Malchut de Malchut, extends the line and spreads below down to a klipa called death. This is the meaning of the leg of the Kuf being stretched down. When Malchut was established in the creation of the world, upon her ascent in connection with Binah, all the letters connected to her, and she extends life from Binah. She ends in the Taf, whose shape of the left leg is thick and folds at the bottom. This indicates that the left leg of the Kuf that was stretched out to illuminate down to the Klipa, called death, has now returned to Malchut and raised her leg, pulling it out of the Klipa of death and returning it to the line. This is why the end of her leg grew thick, for she has two Malchuts there, doubled. The Miftecha, who was mitigated in Binah, and the Manula, which she pulled out of the Klipot, has come to her as well. The Miftecha is used openly, and the Manula is in secret. If he is rewarded, it is good. If not, it is bad. Thus, after Malchut was established in Binah, she does not part again. She receives life from Binah and gives it to the world, and the Klipa of death no longer has the strength to govern the world. Rather, wherever is needed to punish the wicked or to put the living beings to death, the angel of death must receive permission first. As it is written, the end of all flesh has come before me, meaning to take permission. Without permission, the angel of death has no power whatsoever to disclose the Manula. This is why it is said that the letter Kuf does not settle anywhere in the world at all. For once Malchut was mitigated in Binah, death no longer has the strength to govern in the world, except when given permission. The reason is that the letter Tet settles everywhere, for she is Yesod de Binah that illuminates through the Miftecha and imparts the light of life from Binah everywhere. For this reason, wherever there is the letter Tet, the light of Binah and correction of the Miftecha, there is no settlement for the letter Kuf to settle in, since once she was established in the Miftecha, to receive the lights of life from Binah, she never parts again except by permission. Hence, the Klipa of death that is implied in the letter Kuf has no strength to govern in the world and governs only hell. Thus, now there are three places. 1. The place where only Tet governs, where the Tet illuminates only the life of this world. In that place, there is no giving of permission at all. 2. The entire world after the mitigation of Malchut and Bina and the Miftecha, when the Tet illuminates everywhere. However, she gives permission to punish the wicked. And if he is rewarded, it is good. If he is not rewarded, it is bad. And 3, hell, which is the place of the punishment. There, the letter Kuf governs alone permanently, like the letter Tet in the place where there is life permanently. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.